Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The world is drowning in record money supplies. There's one big problem, though. It is almost impossible to borrow any of it unless you receive it as part of a government bailout. In the U.S., private investors are cashing out their mutual funds and are selling off their shareholdings almost as fast as the U.S. government orders its trading partners to prop up share values by making purchases. Where do these brokerages get the funds to purchase their stocks? Why, from the U.S. government. There seem to be a large number of publicly held corporations that are holding at least $1 billion of excess funds. These companies are looking to expand. However, since they don't know what regulations they will face in just a few months, it is safer for them to sit on the sidelines instead of creating jobs. In Europe, private citizens, companies, and even central banks are withdrawing funds from their banks to avoid having them trapped if the banking system starts to collapse. Literally, huge amounts of cash are being stashed in mattresses as being safer than a bank account. Major European banks would rather deposit their excess cash balances with the European Central Bank than loan to investors looking to grow the economy. Don't hold your breath thinking that any future bailouts will trickle down to the people. No, these will be used to build capital reserves of insolvent banks. More credit downgrades are hitting us every day. If it's not dozens of European banks in one fell swoop, it is a brokerage bank such as Morgan Stanley or a nation such as the United Kingdom, just to give you some recent examples. Even people who are smug thinking that their precious metals holdings in allocated storage are safe are worried. Customer who recently received different kilogram-sized gold bars from a so-called secured allocated account, where the bars eventually received weren't even manufactured until years after the customer bought and paid for them, is unlikely to be a sole exception to what is supposed to be a secure asset. For years, I have said that the safest money you can hold is physical gold and silver in your direct custody. You can access it more easily than precious metals stored in a bank safe deposit box of a bank that suddenly closes, or in a storage account at a facility that is abruptly bankrupt. Assume that all of your paper assets are at risk of complete loss, then take steps to protect your wealth. In saying that, I'm not stating anything that isn't already now coming from government officials, central bankers, and the financial media. That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick K. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for being a good listener.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.